You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Gareth Shoot, kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you?
Good.
Happy New Zealand Music Month.
Yes, indeed. Yes, I wanted to write an article because it's 25 years since Epic. New Zealand Music Month started. And I was thinking what would be a more fun way to do it than talk about it as an industry event that's kind of could be quite dry. And so I wrote this article. Yeah, instead it's like 10 remarkable things that people have done over the past 25 years to celebrate it. And even from the start, if you really think about it, the New Zealand Music Month t-shirt that everyone knows with the circle is kind of weird because if you go to Canada, for example, they don't have a logo that everyone recognises. Yeah. That's like Canadian music logo. The only thing I could think of was maybe that Britpop logo they used to have that True. In the 90s. They had one, but that was just guitar bands. Anyway, so those t-shirts started the whole thing. But to provide a bit of history that goes through the 10 remarkable New Zealand Music Month moments, I thought I'd go back. And so if you read the article, it goes right from the 90s when the play of New Zealand music was like 2% on commercial wow. radio.
Oh
so if
gosh.
You imagine,
Dreadful.
I mean, how many songs do you think they play an hour? Like say max, like 15 yeah. or something. So it'd be like 4 hours before you heard a New Zealand
wow.
music song. It'd
That's
like
commercial
crazy.
Radio though.
Yeah, commercial radio.
Okay. Have they gotten much better?
Well, they did, like, that was one of the reasons. At the end of the 90s, they did New Zealand Music Week, and then the 2000s, they did New Zealand Music Month. And the whole push at the beginning was doing these showcases in May that brought radio programs in, and were like, if you actually see these bands live, yeah. you'll, like, realise these are not scary indie acts. You can play them on the radio. And you know, there's a funny event where they had like a cocktail for every band to encourage the radio programs to go from the two venues, and the Polynesian Mystic wanted to pull everyone's leg, so they named theirs the Sexy Polynesian, so that everyone had to go to the bar and say, I want a Sexy Polynesian.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
And this is epic. So now it's run by the New Zealand Music Commission.
Yeah, so since for the last 25 years, New Zealand Music Commission's used it in different ways to promote New Zealand music. And I think even though people are like, oh, but we've done it, everyone loves New Zealand music now, I think it is a continual battle. Mm. And it is fun to look back over the past 25 years to just see the funny ways people have celebrated it. I mean, there's companies getting involved, and like Burger Fuel once had a tour where they had bands going through all the little Burger Fuels. So I put a video up there of Nudie Suits playing at one of them. They did one of the little tours, and you can hear them calling out the order numbers and stuff, number 32, whatever while they're playing and stuff. So that's pretty funny. And then Grab a Seat did a weird promotion with Op Shop, where Op Shop played 10 different gigs across the country in one day.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Insane.
And that's quite a funny story, whether you're an Op Shop fan or not.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Do they play in Op Shops too?
That's what they should have done. 10,
that been
10 Op Shop gigs in one day.
That would have been so cool. There's so many great moments in here, like just looking at it. In terms of the shirts, do you have a favourite New Zealand Music Month shirt? Has there been one that really stands out to you that you've got that you're like, this year?
I just love the way people have, the Music Helps always have the New Zealand T-shirt day, where they have the band ones.
Yeah,
and I always
cool.
get out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Australia's taking, do you see that? Australia, they've got an Australia T-shirt day now.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. They take everything.
Nobody
wants
to wear an Australian T-shirt.
Well, they did competitions each year for like designers to do one. And I've got a cool one that's like all these actual Kiwi, the bird, in a crowd watching a band of Kiwi.
Oh, epic.
I quite like that one. Whoever did that one.
Have you picked out your outfit for this year's Music Month T-shirt day? You've got 10 days, but have you kind of narrowed it down? I'm sure you've got a big collection of
T-shirts. I usually, because I have to represent for Little Chief Records, I try and pull out some old brunettes one or something that's
so
moldy.
Cool.
I can't bring myself to throw them out, but they're like too stinky to actually wear out of the house. But in a photo, you can't tell that they're like, you can sort of just Photoshop up the like stains and stuff, and no one gets to smell that they're real old.
Oh, no.
So that's fun.
Have you picked a shirt?
T-shirt.
What are you going to wear for Music T-shirt day?
I might wear my To The Front t-shirt.
Oh, rate it. So cool.
Because I love To The Front.
For this New Zealand Music Month, though, my band, The Golden Geese, is playing at Armageddon on May 31st. Let me just put that in.
Of the BFM top 11 10
11 a.m. We're playing at Armageddon, which would be pretty funny, alongside Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four is going to be there. And like, I don't know, that New Zealand actress who was Megan on the horror movie. And sadly, not on the same day as Leslie Lawless. But
I think you guys are so perfect for like Armageddon because you're just the most fun band ever. I love watching you live.
We've done our like online game as well. That's like a text-based game, which we've used up dozens of our demos. So each page is related to the demo. But you go through this dungeon and battle things to get through. So we're going to sort of act that out.
And that's on, what day is that on?
31st of May on Saturday at 11 a.m. So if you're going along or taking your kids along or whatever it is, get there at 11 and see some foolishness.
I might have to go to Armageddon just to see the golden geese.
Yeah.
But the main thing I wanted to focus on, do go to Audio Culture and read all the funny things that have happened for New Zealand Music Month over the years. It is a fun story. But I wanted to focus on the last one, which is something you can go and look at online, which is Beyond the Beat, which is a series that Masbo Q is doing. I recently wrote an article on Masbo Q because it's really interesting. He does these like YouTube tutorials on rap that have become so popular that they've flown him over to the US to do like lecturing at universities and stuff. And he's like an amazing musician. He started in a hardcore band, and so he can play all these different instruments and stuff. So the idea with Beyond the Beat is they get a young artist and a established artist, and the young artist meets the older artist, talks to them about one of their songs, and then recreates it in a totally different style.
Yeah, so, and there's like some cool combinations too. It's not just like a rapper and a rapper.
No, it's like Liberty, this young like R&B singer doing the King's song.
Yeah, epic. And the first episode with Reiki that I've watched is amazing.
Yeah, and you'd really get to see Masbo Q's musicality and then their different ideas. I think the fun thing with the King's one was Liberty's trying to sing these raps and there's so many syllables and they're trying to work it out and they're trying to do it in like 3/4 or like 6/8 or something. Yeah.
Some crazy time signature.
Yeah. So it's real funny. But I thought just to exemplify it, maybe we'll listen to the two songs that they do. They actually do one of Masbo Q's own songs. So they do a rap song and they redo it as drum and bass. So if we just play the beginning of this one up to the chorus, this is the original with the rap with like Afrofunk. Like he's got this cool Afrofunk thing going on.
Cool. Let's listen. This is Go and Be Free by Masbo Q.
Get down to business, gotta break bread. Yeah, we gotta eat, if anyone up in your business, better play dead, cause I break heads, And this is how the story goes. See, belt strapped up, get the door on the road. Eternity flies by, and before we know, we at the end of the road or the beginning of a new terrain. Depends if you're optimistic. Yeah. Even a strong mind gets not too twisted. Reversing the clock is not realistic. Unless it is quantum physics, we cannot relive it. This is cardio science. Time to grow like we on the Mario diet. Got the memories, but the audio quiet. But at least it isn't totally silent. Go and be free. Go and be free. Go and be free. Go and be free. If my heart cannot keep you for one more day, then you must go and be free. Go and be free. Go and be free. Go create teams. Go and kill time. Go and chase dreams. Go and get healed. Go and get seen. Go and get love. Go collect cream. Go and be you, cause you are supreme. The world gets dark, but not what it seems.
Go and Be Free by Masbo Q.
Masbo.
You're listening to Audio Culture 95 BFM. We've got Gareth Shute talking to us about some beautiful stories from music months past.
Nigeria stand up.
Yeah, so I think, I just encourage people to go and check out the story and find out the other funny things. But yes, one of the remarkable things from New Zealand Music Month they have on there is the Masbo Q series that he's doing, Beyond the Beat, and that's his song, which they remade as drum and bass. So yeah, everybody take a break from politics and have a look at audio culture and read some stories about New Zealand music in this music month and relax. When you listen to this new song, just it's really funny in the video, he talks about how the original was like a breakup, you know, and but he's kind of tough because he's rapping in it. And so he's trying to be positive about, you go and be free, I'll take a positive thing from this breakup. But then with the drum and bass one, when he hears it sung back to him, what you can watch on the video, because it's singing, it's so much more emotional.
Yeah,
and you can see it totally breaking him up and taking back to that moment. So think about that while you listen to the fun switch up on this one, and the drop is fun as well.
Beautiful.
So, cool. Thanks for
having
me.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much, Gareth. We love chatting with you.
Go 95 BFM. Go and be free.
I see what you did there.
On 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.